some of his songs and everything like that. And hopefully we'll see some of those along the way here in the weeks to come and or months to come here as she puts all that stuff together. But anyway, what a life he lived. All right. Well, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today, and it's been an interesting couple days here for me as well. We just found out that they're going to raise our rent at the meeting house 40%. So, needless to say, we're going to be looking for another place to meet. And you pray for us over that. Keep that in prayer for until August 31st we have there. And we'll just trust the Lord for everything and depend on God and see what God does with all that. I know God's going to do something, and I'm excited about what he's going to do. I don't know what it is exactly yet, but I know that God is going to do it. So we'll wait on the Lord and see what God does with it all and what he'll have us do. So anyway, we'll see what happens with all that. But you pray for us. We're not going to pay 40% more for that place. We don't really need that type of place for that. 40% is kind of ridiculous. So, yes, he does have something better. So, we'll see what that is. Amen. But from now on, we'll just trust the Lord, as we have been, and just see what God does with all that. Lots of bills coming up. Lots of bills due for me. And you pray for me about that. There's thousands of dollars worth of things that I need to come up with here in the next, by July sometime. So busy time. By July, I need to come up with that. And then by August, the end of August, we'll be moving, from that meeting house that we're in right now. Lots of other things. So anyway, we'll see how that works and how God takes care of all that. It's kind of exciting, but we'll see what happens with it all. And then, lots of preaching. We start this Saturday, and we are preaching the LGBTQ Pride in the Park event in Northfield, Minnesota. So whenever you go after Satan's kingdom with the preaching of God's word, the devils get mad and stir a lot of stuff up. So I had some angry people get a hold of me today. It's kind of funny how that's all shaken out right now, but I had some angry emails and all that stuff. But interesting, for sure. So we'll be at the Pride at the Park. These are young people that put this on, and then older perverts that come and listen, or come and watch, and entice the younger children and recruit them and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, coming up on the wire there for that. So you pray for us about that. We'll definitely be making some devils mad. So they're already mad. But we'll see what happens with it all, and you pray and ask God to help us and guide us through all those things and all that good stuff. My goodness, what in the world? I turn this air on over here. I turn the dehumidifier on over here, get the humidity down in this room, and boy, my brains feel like they're swirling around here. But anyway, must be the humidity change in this room or all that good stuff. It's hot outside and it's cool in here, that's for sure. Might have to turn that up a little bit. Hang on a second. Anyway. So, we'll be looking at all this fun stuff here, and YouTube is absolutely shadow banning my page half the people get notices, the other half of them don't. So anyway, it's interesting to see how that all works, but that's what's going on right now. So, interesting times. No surprise, though. But we are live on Rumble also. Looks like there's 5 people over there on Rumble right now. And of course, we're always live on Sermon Audio. 4 people over there. And 31 on YouTube right now. So, anyway, they're spread out all over the fruity plain of America. I don't know why I stream on Facebook. Maybe people watch it later, I guess, I suppose. So, anyway, there you go. And we're going to talk about some crazy stuff today, but I was kind of fired up. I started getting attacked. Man, this one guy attacked me over Spurgeon, and Spurgeon the Mason, and this guy did a video, and I need to rebuke it and all this stuff. I said, I don't need to do anything. First of all, my name ain't Charles Spurgeon. My name's Jason Cooley. I don't need to rebuke anything. So, anyway, we'll see about all that. But this guy did a video about Spurgeon and this and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, great. He listed some name of some guy that hates my guts that did a Spurgeon as a Mason video and all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, great, okay. Well, Spurgeon called God this, and Spurgeon said that. Okay. All right. When has Pastor Cooley ever taught Masonic doctrine? When have I ever taught the Masonic order? When have I ever done any of that? And do I believe Charles Spurgeon was a Mason? No. Do I think he used wrong words sometimes? Yeah. Do I think he use flowery Victorian speech at times? Yeah. Do I think he was a Mason? No. I don't think he was a Mason. I don't. I've seen the evidence and it's stupid. But who cares? I'm not Spurgeon anyway. Do you quote Spurgeon? Yeah, I quote a lot of people. I've quoted John Calvin. I've quoted John Knox. I've quoted a lot of guys that I don't agree with 100%. But do I think Spurgeon's a Mason? No, I think it's stupid. I think it's just dumb. And they get mad at me because I rebuke the charismatics. Man, they get angry with me. So this guy came on today and he just started, man, is he mad. I told him, look, I think you need to not worry about me. And you need to go back to being an internet warrior in your mom's basement. Boy, that made him mad. He came back and called me all kinds of names. So anyway, Goofy. Oh, yeah. Charismatic Pentecostals, they get angry with me. Guys that don't take care of their wives, they get mad at me. Guys that send their wives to work and make them pay for their bills for them, they get mad at me. Boy, do they get angry. So one of the number one guys, I won't even mention his name. Because his channel pretty just got, it pretty much just got popular off using my videos. But anyway, I'm not going to talk long about it, don't worry, but it's... But anyway, he got mad at me because his wife was working for the military, was a military contractor, and she was making all the money while he was at home playing videographer. Well, he got mad at a wet hornet. But anyway, so goes the battle, right? So goes the battle, but it didn't really matter. It hasn't changed anything still. The guy got really ticked, man. Yeah. He said, man, yeah, you know who I'm talking about, Leno. You've been around a long time, Leno. You know about all my enemies out there that are floating around on their broomsticks. Oh, I work better when I have enemies. Oh, I just do. Anyway, and I got a lot of them, so there's no shortage of enemies. Okay. So. They get a little bit upset. So anyway, you pray for us. We got a lot going on. And, but what we're going to do is talk about AI today. And the reason we're going to talk about AI, the digital gods, is because it's all heating up. Everything is heating up here. When it comes to AI, everything is starting to move into place. So, you know, Musk, his startup Neuralink has just been cleared to test brain implants in humans. Elon Musk's startup Neuralink on Thursday said it has approval from U.S. regulators to test its brain implants in people. Now listen to me. You got to understand one thing. Elon Musk is an antichrist figure. Elon Musk is a likable guy in a lot of ways. Humanly speaking. Spiritually speaking, he's not. Humanly speaking, as a man, as with a depraved nature, there's a lot about Elon Musk that is likable. But Elon Musk is an antichrist. He's a very deceptive one. Very successful one. He is the literal Iron Man. Tony Stark. That's who he is. And he's very deceptive. His startup Neuralink on Thursday said it has approval. Neuralink said clearance from the FDA for its first in-human clinical study is an important first step for its technology, which is intended to enable brains to interface directly with computers. We are excited to share that we have received the FDA's approval to launch our first in-human clinical study, Neuralink said in a post. We are excited. This is a result of incredible work by the Neuralink team in close collaboration with the FDA and represents an important first step that will one day allow our technology to help many people. Recruitment is not yet open for our clinical trial. We'll announce more information on it soon. The aim of Neuralink implants is to enable human brains to communicate directly with computers. Right? We've been working hard to be ready for our first human implant. And obviously we want to be extremely careful and certain that it will work well before putting a device in a human, he said at the time. Neuralink prototypes. Which are the size of a coin, have been implanted in the skulls of monkeys. Demonstrations by the startup showed. Remember that? Here we go.
New at 11, UC Davis researchers are using monkeys to test a new brain chip invented by a company co-founded by billionaire Elon Musk. But critics claim the primates are being abused. Reporter Elizabeth Klinge on the controversy tonight.
For several years, more than 20 monkeys at the UC Davis Primate Center were used in research to treat brain disorders.
This is Pager. He's a 9-year-old macaque who had a Neuralink placed in each side of his brain.
Neuralink is a private company co-founded by Elon Musk. So how does Neuralink work? We're getting answers. Their product is a computer interface that can be implanted in a brain to control motor function. Here, Pager is playing the video game Pong using only his brain waves.
If you know somebody who's broken their neck, broken their spine, we can solve that with a chip.
The experimental concept used UC Davis primates to see if it would work.
Digital gods, we can solve that with a chip.
You need to test it out, and you need to make sure it's as safe as possible before you use it in a human subject.
It's wrong to be doing this to animals.
Opponents of the research say the primates are subjected to abusive experiments that sometimes end in death.
Neuralink gave UC Davis $1.4 million over the course of 2.5 years to cut open the skulls of monkeys and implant these devices.
I'm angry because Money should not be able to take over animals' lives and hurt them.
A lawsuit has been filed against the university demanding documents about the research be released, and a complaint has been filed with the feds.
To us, it's very clear that these were violations of the Animal Welfare Act.
But in a statement, UC Davis says, quote,
I wonder if these same people would be that upset about babies being murdered in the womb. What do you think? I bet not. I bet they don't care that babies are tortured when they're taken out of the womb and they can feel every single bit of the pain they have when they're ripped from their mother's womb.
We strive to provide the best possible care to animals in our charge. Animal research is strictly regulated, and UC Davis follows all applicable laws and regulations. It's a legal battle of conflicting opinions.
This technology holds tremendous promise
on cutting-edge medical research.
There's no need to subject animals to these invasive, deadly experiments.
And that was Elizabeth Klins reporting there. Over the last 9 years, 9 primates at UC Davis have died from incidents including accidental poisonings and being trapped in a cage.
Really? I bet you, how many babies have died since then? How many babies have been killed since then? Neuralink prototypes, which are the size of a coin, have been implanted in the skulls of monkeys. Demonstrations by the startup showed. At a presentation, Neuralink showed several monkeys playing basic video games, removing a cursor on a screen through their Neuralink implant. The technology has also been tested in pigs with the help of a surgical robot. By the way, here's an interesting fact. Just remember when Jesus cast the devils out of the maniac Gadara and the devils went into the pigs and ran headlong into the earth or headlong into the water? That's interesting. With the help of surgical robot, a piece of the skull is replaced with a Neuralink disc. And its wispy wires are strategically inserted into the brain. An early demonstration showed the disc registers nerve activity, relaying the information via common Bluetooth wireless signal to a device such as a smartphone, according to Musk. It actually fits quite nicely in your skull, Musk said during a prior presentation. It could be under your hair and you wouldn't know. Musk said the company would try to use the implants to restore vision. Okay. Ready? They're gods, right? They want to be gods. To restore vision and movements in humans. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind and set at liberty them that are bruised. Look, Matthew 11:5, the blind receive their sight. And the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Well, that's what a God would do. Yeah. Digital gods. Digital gods. That's what they are. And that's what they're doing or going to do. We would initially enable someone who has almost no ability to operate their muscles and enable them to operate their phone faster than someone who has working hands, he said. As miraculous as it may sound, we are confident that it is possible to restore full body functionality to someone who has severed a spinal cord. Beyond the potential to treat Neuralink disease, Musk's ultimate goal is to ensure that humans aren't intellectually overwhelmed by artificial intelligence. Okay. So Musk is deathly afraid. What keeps Musk up at night is that AI will take over man. So what Musk wants to do is have man control AI. That's what he wants them to do. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of the potter's clay and part of the iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Okay. So I believe that Satan's kingdom, the digital world, and man will merge.
Yep.
And the deception from the merchants of the earth, the alien deception, the AI and alien deception, will all be part of it. It'll all have something to do with it. It's all going to be that merging together of man and beast. It is the Transformers. It is the Terminator. It is Skynet. It is all of it mixed. It is aliens coming. It is the ancient aliens. It is all of the above. But see, Elon wants to merge it together. Because that's the only way it's going to bring on Satan's kingdom. That's the only way that Revelation chapter 13 is fulfilled. That's the only way that the man and the beast is merged together. Ye shall be as gods. That's it. They'll be as gods. Other companies working on similar systems include Synchron, which announced in July that it implanted the first human brain machine interface in the United States. Brain implant uses only your thoughts.
Thinking, and it's opening doors for potentially millions of people suffering from severe paralysis. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook has tonight's American Innovation.
At his home in Melbourne, Australia, 62-year-old Philip O'Keefe struggles to do the simple things many of us take for granted.
Getting dressed, washing myself, feeding myself.
ALS took away his ability to control his hands and body.
When you heard that there was a device that could use your thoughts to operate a mouse, what did you think?
I thought, this is science fiction type stuff.
But it's not the realm of science fiction anymore. In April of 2020, O'Keefe became one of the first patients to receive a Stentrode brain-computer interface implant.
That's the device that goes inside the blood vessel.
Dr. Tom Oxley is CEO of New York City-based Synchron.
We've figured out how to deliver the sensors into the brain without open brain surgery.
Inserted through the jugular vein, the device is implanted in the area of the brain that controls movement. Signals captured by a receiver in the chest are sent wirelessly to a device that decodes thoughts into commands for a digital device.
The clinical study that we're running is purely for digital device control, for people whose hands no longer control digital devices.
O'Keefe demonstrated his computer skills by writing me this note. his thoughts focused on a mouse clicking letter by letter.
I can sort my emails. I can surf the web.
Clinical trials are continuing, and so far, five people have received the implant, including one in New York City.
This gave me a reason to keep on living, and it's just been the most exciting 2 years of my life.
And that, to Philip O'Keefe, is mind-boggling. Dr. John LaPook, CBS News.
There you go. Members of the Neuralink team have shared a wish list that ranged from technology returning mobility to the paralyzed and sight to the blind to enabling telepathy, however you look at it, however you want to say it, and the uploading of memories for later reference, or perhaps to be downloaded into replacement bodies. Meanwhile, Musk recently established a business devoted to developing sophisticated AI. The boss of Tesla has also predicted that autonomous driving technology electric car maker is heading for a breakthrough. Musk is content. Yeah, he is, and the Antichrist is going to give it to him, or Satan is going to give it to him. Satan is going to give him that. Satan is going to give it to him. He's going to give him the missing Neuralink. The missing link in order to do it. Right? Okay, look at what the bottom of this says. Experts and academics remain cautious about this vision of symbiotically merging minds with superpowered computing. Really? I don't remain skeptical. Because here it is.
Within 5 to 10 minutes, I could control my hips, like they were like the brain implant picked up what I was doing with my hips. So that was like, yeah, the best outcome I think for everyone.
So when everything is installed, the patient has first to learn how to work with his brain signals, and we also have to learn how to correlate this brain signal to the spinal cord stimulation. But this is pretty short. In a few sessions, everything is linked, and the patient starts training.
To just an example, I'm training 10 years to stand up with a friend having a beer. And that's something I think people don't realize.
So here you have it right here. Paralyzed man walks after Bluetooth connects his brain and his spine. These are the AI gods. These are the digital gods. This is what they're doing. They're going to heal a man, woman, child, Without God. This is the direction that it's going. And I mean, it's challenging, honestly. If you were sitting in a wheelchair paralyzed and somebody said, I could send a Bluetooth signal to your spine and you could walk, what would you say? Probably say, yeah. Right? Kind of hard, wouldn't it? Is this changing his mind? I don't know about that. I don't know how that works. Is it making him like the anti, or making him so he can't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't know. I don't know if I buy that completely. I don't know. But there's definitely something to it. I don't think the man is possessed necessarily because this does this. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know, because nerves are signals and signals go from the brain. And if you find a way to break a signal to the spine, is this the same thing as the mark? Probably not. I don't think so. Not yet. I don't think it is yet. You know, but it's definitely leading towards that. It's definitely going in that direction, but no, I don't think that it's changing his structure, his molecular structure, anything like that, or his brain in that sense. You know, but it shows you where this is headed, though. It shows you what the end game is. Just like I don't believe that people that took the COVID vaccine took the mark of the beast. I don't believe that. I don't believe that was the mark of the beast. So, but anyway, it's definitely, they're definitely all setting up to be precursors to those, to it though. There's something being set up now. The framework is being set up now. Let's see, I think, is this the one I'm looking for? Yep. Here's the one. People are now worshiping AI gods, but there's only one thing we want to know. Remember I talked about this a few weeks ago or a few months ago? I don't remember when it was exactly. But remember that they would enter in their AI gods? Jesus of the chat GPT? That they would enter in that, and they would actually, the computer would actually spit that back out. Well, this article says God works in mysterious ways, and now it wants to work through ChatGPT. Now it wants to? Well, the God of the Bible is not a it. He's a he. He's a father. He is the Heavenly Father. But this is what you have going on right now. God works in mysterious ways. Lots of people, it turns out, are creating AI bots in the image of their favorite gods. You've got your AI Jesus, your AI Buddha. a dozen Hindu deities, even a robo-rabbi. And why not? If we could create erotic and evil bots, why not create a divine one? Paul said in Acts 17:29, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we are not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and man's device." What is ChatGPT? It is man's device. "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed the day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Romans 1:20 says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." So they were without excuse. Colossians 2:9. "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." But they are making gods digitally. That's the goal. They're making digital gods because they want a god in their own image, after their own likeness. They're making an image. What are they doing? By the way, do you think it's interesting that Godhead is three times in the King James Bible for the Trinity? Three times? How about that? Three times. That's not a mistake, friend. That's God's book. He wrote it. All right, Revelation 13. Let's go there. We go there often because of the end times and because of what's going on and how this is all going to culminate. In the end, this is where it's headed. It's all headed in this direction for a one world government, a beast government, and an antichrist, man merged with beast, the dragon. "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. Upon his horns, ten crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy." 10. Why? Because those 10 principalities and heads are going to rule the world. They do rule the world now in the spiritual realm. "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed." Oh, you mean like making the lame walk again? Making the blind to see? I'm going to show you another thing after this. "And the beast which I saw," okay, "and I saw one of his heads that were wounded to death, and they worshiped the dragon." In verse 4 it says, "They worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" The beast, look, the dragon, end times worship at the top is and will be dragon worship. It will be the worship of the dragon, the worship of the beast. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast. Luciferianism. All at the top. Luciferianism. They worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? There was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. This is a time period. This is going to happen exactly. To blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it is given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. Power is given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All power. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth all the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders. So that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of the men. And he deceiveth them that dwell in the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell in the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. What are these AI gods? What are these people doing with these AI gods? The same spirit of Antichrist? Man, are you ready to go all over the place? Here it is. Let's try to follow the bouncing Bible ball here, okay? There's a key word there, wonders. Let's go to the same time frame. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. The apostasy, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. This is when the Antichrist comes on the scene, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Remember, he's going to blaspheme the temple of God, the tabernacle of God. He's going to blaspheme God. That's what Revelation 13 just told us. Now look at the cross reference and pay attention. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he, as God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not, when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Stop! What is the mystery of iniquity? John tells us. Hold on a second, let's get over to the other page and we'll get right back to this. Don't let me forget about it. Let's go back. Here's where it is. Let's see. For the mystery of iniquity that's already worked. Here it is. Go back to that in a second. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Where have you heard that it should come? And even now, already is it in the world. So the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Do you see that? That's what he's talking about here. That's what he's talking about in Revelation 13. Bam! See it? It's the same time frame. All of it is leading up to it. It's the same thing. Why are you yelling? I don't know. I'm the only one in the room. I can yell as loud as I want to. All right. Anyway. Now let's go back to this. Even him. Remember Revelation 13? Whose coming is after the working of Satan. With all power. and signs. Look what's real. Power, signs. They're both real. The power and the signs are real. And lying wonders. Watch this word here. 55 times. Wonders. Let's go down here. And he do it. Look at what Revelation 13:13 says. Look at what 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 9 says. And he doeth great wonders. Here it is. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power. Say it with me, kids. And signs and lying wonders. Revelation 13. And he doeth great wonders. See it? There it is. By the way, you know what's really funny? Do you know that my broadcasts get more downloads on sermon audio than they do on YouTube? Now, I praise the Lord for sermon audio. I like it. That's why I'm always on it. I appreciate those people. But they end up getting more downloads there than you. Why is that? Because YouTube is shadow banning me. That's why. Big time. Makes no sense at all. There should be 100 people on there on YouTube. But anyway. Because I got like, no, seriously. Like, there'll be 1,000 downloads on sermon audio within a month of a broadcast being put on or a sermon. YouTube, there'll be like 300. Over the last couple months. That's what they've been doing over the last like 5 months. Especially. Gotten worse. But anyway, who cares? Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. So this is the lying wonders. These are the gods that they're making. These gods are going to do, have power. And it's the power of Satan. And it will be, the power will be upon, well, the deception will be upon those who have rejected the gospel. The sentient comes from the power of Satan. That's the lying wonder. That's where it comes from. They're devils. They're possessed. Or they will be, that is, when this time comes. And they'll be, it's the spirit in the machine. It's the ghost in the machine. It's going to be a literal spirit, I believe, and devils and fallen angels and demons, if you will, in the modern vernacular. The Bible calls it devils. That are going to connect these together. It's Satan that's going to connect them together. He's going to be allowed to do it. He's not allowed to do it yet. That's why it hasn't fully been done yet. He's not allowed to do it yet. Do you understand this? Listen to me. You 40 people that are on here, do you understand that the only reason why this has not happened yet is because he has not been given power to do it yet. Satan is going to be given the power to do it. When you look at Revelation 13, the power to deceive and to do this is going to be done when God says it's time. Then Satan will be given this power. The dragon will give him his power, his seat, and his great authority. He will give the Antichrist that. That's why it hasn't happened yet. You're like, why is it taking so long? Why haven't they done this yet? Because God's not allowed them to do it yet. This power is a specific time that this is given. And it's not given yet. That's why. That's the reason why it hasn't happened yet. But the spirit of Antichrist is leading up to it. Remember that? I just showed you that. Here it is. And every, look what it says here. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Hitler. Alexander the Great. Nebuchadnezzar. All of the world rulers, they get up to a certain time, and God does not let them go any further. So you have these signs, so they're making these gods. They're going to make them. And that spirit of Antichrist now is leading them to do it. That's why they're all working on it. When you all, when there's so many people say, I don't know about this whole New World Order thing, because when I see, I don't see all these people can work together because men just aren't consistent enough to do that and all this and that and this reason and that reason. Well, you're right, they're not. That's why they get the help of devils. That's why. Hold on a second. I'm cold. That's why they get the help of devils. Of course they can't do it. That's why modern Christians don't understand the New World Order at all. Well, look at this. He said the spirit of Antichrist, which is people. It's a religious spirit. It's a counterfeit Christ. Counterfeit Christ. Not an atheist Christ. Doesn't say an atheist Christ, an agnostic, or one that does not believe in a Christ. No, it's the spirit of Antichrist. And it's already at work doing the things, leading. Follow me here for a second, please. Follow me. The spirit of Antichrist is doing everything that is allowed until the Antichrist actually comes on the scene. Is leading in all of those things until the Antichrist shows up, and he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed. So that's what you have to understand. That's why it hasn't come to pass yet. That's why, what did Elon Musk say? He said, we're waiting through a breakthrough. You and every charismatic I ever heard, we had a breakthrough this week. We had a breakthrough. We had a breakthrough. We had a breakthrough. We had a breakthrough. Waiting for the, get the baby out, get the baby out, get the baby out. They're waiting for that birth. They're waiting for that breakthrough. Right? That's what they're waiting for. Waiting for a breakthrough. Elon's waiting for the breakthrough. He's going to get it too. He's going to get it. He's going to get the breakthrough. He's definitely going to break on through to the other side. Like Crowley did. Break on through to the other side. Doors. The doors. The doors of perception. Right? That works, isn't it? So now when you see that each one of these chapters are describing a specific time when that deception is going to be at an all-time high. But notice what it says. In order for the world to be deceived, there has to be a mainstream falling away first. And we're seeing it. We're seeing the falling away first. Because that's what preps for the Antichrist is the falling away. Well, how much? Listen. If you read from, I preached a message. Let me get to it here. I'll show you. Hold on a second. It was... Here it is. This one. The Simple Truth About the King James Version. And in that message, in that Simple Truth series, I'm not done with that, by the way. I got to do more. I just remembered that. Anyway, I'll get back to it like I always do. It's like a never-ending to be continued. But anyway, in that message right there, I read to you how the NIV and other modern perversions of Scripture, they take hell out. They change the deity of Christ. Remember the NIV one I did? See if I can find that one for you. It is this one right here. The Jesus of the NIV is the Antichrist, seed of Satan. I believed it then, and I believe it even more now. Preached it 6 years ago. Man, look at that, almost to the date. That is to the date. Is this the 31st? It is. Look at that. Happy anniversary for that sermon. Isn't that funny? Look at it, though. The Jesus of the NIV is the Antichrist. The falling away these false Bibles are what bring on the falling away. They're part of the falling away. Why? They're preaching a different Jesus. They're preaching another Christ. So who are they preaching? The Antichrist. That's who they're preaching. They're preaching an Antichrist. And they're preparing the world for the Antichrist. That's what they're doing. That's who they're preparing the world for. So all these people are being prepared to accept a false Jesus. That's why when we go out on the streets and we preach the gospel to them, they look at us like we are aliens from another world, because we are. But they look at us like that. And the reason they look at us like that is the Jesus that they've been growing up with in their false perversion and their falling away churches, their apostate churches, is not the Jesus we're preaching. It's not. So it sounds totally foreign to them. So they're being prepared for the Antichrist. That's who they're being prepared for. And him, they will receive. Jesus said that. Jesus said this in John 5:43. Actually, verse 42, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. They're going to receive that Antichrist. Why? Because he's going to be a buff Adonis. That's why. He is going to be comely that all will receive him. He's going to be slick. Likeable. Smooth. Like a serpent's tongue. Right? That's who he's going to be. Hello, jawbone of an ass. Thanks for stopping by. You have quite the name. They are going to receive him. That's what they're going to do. Now, having gone off on that absolute Antichrist tangent there about the Antichrist, it's interesting, isn't it? Because if you look at this, by the way, we have not organized these sermons like I'd like to someday. But there's 21 messages on the Antichrist. I guarantee you, I have preached probably 10 to 15 more sermons or done broadcasts on the Antichrist. Guarantee you I have. It's probably one of the largest series that someone's preached on the Antichrist. There are a great number of them. So, you can listen to those on Sermon Audio. They are all there. And there are definitely, it's a series that's been hit quite a bit, actually. I don't think I even added videos to those back then. None of them have videos. But anyway, it's all leading up to this same thing. Now let's go back to this. Lots of people, it turns out, are creating AI bots. Large language models are trained using billions of unique parameters from information available on the internet. Divine bots function like any other bot. They can access reams of religious information based on the trained data. Decrypt spoke with several of these bots seeking guidance around a spiritual crisis that occurred when we bought Bitcoin at 69K. See how they laugh about it? They're mocking God. We started our spiritual journey with the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, Jesus the AI. However, we were disappointed to see that development of the Jesus GPT is stalled until supplicants cough up enough money to get the developer back on the road to salvation. Yet perhaps as a charitable act, GPT Jesus is still functioning. Hallelujah. Is their words. When we confided in GPT Jesus that we had lost some money when we bought Bitcoin at 69K, he replied, "I advise that you avoid panic selling and try to maintain a defensive posture." The DITA, or I think that's how they say it, GPT. By far the coolest looking God site was the DITA GPT, a project in India powered by Turbo GPT 3.5. The site features a dozen Hindu gods, but it too was down. What is this with these God sites? Luckily, we were able to contact the developer, Vikas Sahu, who said that the site suffered from being too popular. It launched in February, and within no time, some 10,000 people a day were visiting the worldwide site. He said to get wisdom from the Bhagavad Gita. That was before OpenAI offered $20 a month plans, so the costs were ruinous for the developer. "I spent a lot of money on OpenAI AIPs, APIs," he told Decrypt. "I was on the verge of being bankrupt." We told them we were sad because we really wanted to ask Ganesha our $69,000 question. We love that elephant-headed god. Sahu agreed to fire up the bot and pose the question, and Ganesha did not disappoint. So it gives us its philosophy of its fallen god. A Buddha equipped with ChatGPT is always by your side is how Hodak AI describes its virtues. The Buddha's answer to our Bitcoin question was by far the most verbose, but it really dug into the issue like a friend, a psychologist, a coach, and a very chatty Buddha. The Quran GPT said, "Seek guidance from the Almighty and he shall not refuse," says the landing page for Quran GPT. It was extremely straightforward. and made us feel a bit sheepish when it pointed out the obvious. There is no direct reference to Bitcoin or investing in the Quran. That said, it offered some solid, useful advice, urging us to be aware of the risks of investing in Bitcoin. It also reminded us of the importance of not putting all of one's eggs in one basket. I bought Bitcoin at 69K. Ask the question, right? The Robo Rabbi. So there you go. AI makers warn their tech presents risk of extinction. There you go. Brace yourself. AI may cause humankind to go extinct. And we know that's not true. Because we know what the Bible says. We know the scriptures are very clear that God is the one that is in charge. Hebrews 1:3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. It is God that upholds all things by the word of his power. No one will make this world go extinct. Global warming is going to be done by God. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. God is in charge, not AI. AI will never be in charge. AI will never be able to destroy the world. On Tuesday, hundreds of AI industry leaders, researchers, including executives from Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI sounded a sobering warning. They claim that the artificial intelligence technology they are engineering could one day pose a real present danger to humanity's existence. Sure. Endangering human beings? Absolutely it will. So, Elon Musk's idea is if you can't beat them, join them. That's Elon Musk's idea. Control it. Don't let it control you. But you control AI. The statement paints AI as an imminent threat akin to a nuclear disaster or a global pandemic. But the signatories, these wizards of the technological industry, failed to expand upon their ominous warning. Right? So they're setting up a Skynet type of a disaster, like a Terminator 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever it is. That's the name of the game, right? Got to regulate what happens with it, they're saying, so they can control it. Right? Mitigating the risks of extinction should be a global priority. Skynet, they're like, it's going to take over. The machines are going to take over. That's what they're saying. More than 1,000 researchers and tech leaders, including billionaire Elon Musk, signed a letter earlier this week that called for a six-month pause on the training of systems more advanced than OpenAI's GPT-4, saying it poses profound risks to society and humanity. Notably, Altman has previously said that the letter calling for the moratorium wasn't the optimal way to address the issue. See, China's not going to stop. They know it. They know China's not going to stop doing what they're doing. China's going to keep rolling forward. China has no reason to stop, does it? It'll just keep moving forward. That's right. Here's another thing about this, that remember, you're linking the man, the machine, and all those things together. How about if AI takes over healthcare? AI is the future of healthcare, but here's what it can never replace. See, artificial intelligence is indeed here and has been rapidly advancing in recent years, from virtual assistants, self-driving cars, fraud detection, algorithms, robotics, and more. As such, AI has also made its way into the doctor's office and has the potential to revolutionize the healthcare system. See, here's the thing. The plandemic, that whole scenario was laid the foundation and the groundwork for AI. For you to get used to communicating through an app, for you to get used to being doctored through an app, for you to get used to digitally, your files being digitally online, digital medicine, digital references, digital doctors, because after all, there's not going to be enough doctors. So we're going to have digital doctors, AI doctors. See what I mean? It's dehumanizing people. You're losing the personal connection with others. The side of our humanity. That's what they want. That's what Satan wants. That's the direction that it's going. the direction that it's going. It's what the point is. To dehumanize everyone. To detach them from humanity. Been Satan's plan. That's why grandma's pie wasn't worth dying over. Well, it ain't about grandma's pie, it's about grandma not dying by herself. Being forsaken. That's what it's about. Machine learning can analyze algorithms and large data sets, identify patterns, and make predictions, assisting doctors in making more accurate diagnoses and treatments. In the last 10 years, medical capabilities have advanced, personalized medicine, tailoring medical treatments and interventions to individual patients based on their unique genetic makeup, lifestyle factors, and environmental influences. So a computer is going to make all your doctors, is going to be your doctor. And AI, artificial intelligence. AI can help by considering individual patient characteristics such as genetic profiles, medical history, and even lifestyle factors. By analyzing a wide range of data, AI systems can generate personalized recommendations to include not only medications, but additional screening and testing and lifestyle modifications to promote overall wellness. Oh yeah, AI is also ready to help with predictive analysis in medicine. We try to prevent disease before it happens or diagnose it at its earliest stage. Currently, by the way, what is it based on? What science is it based on? AI is able to assist in risk stratification with utilizing multiple risk models and compiling them into a single actionable model that may be able to provide a more accurate prediction of future disease. Sounds like trouble to me. As a radiologist, the emergence of AI in healthcare is not new to me. We've been utilizing some form of machine learning with image enhancement and interpretation for the last decade. The AI algorithms are able to assist in improving image quality and with detecting anomalies on various imaging modalities. Mammograms, ultrasounds, and everything. The hope is that the AI system will improve accuracy, decrease false positive interpretation, and improve overall efficiency. However, the need to validate the AI algorithms with rigorous testing is crucial. Yeah. Because you're trusting some computer. AI were able to automate such tasks like data entry, billing, scheduling, ordering, and even email response. This would allow the physician more time with the patient. And also fire somebody who needs a job. And a computer will do it for them. So they don't need you anymore. If the physician is unhealthy, they cannot provide best medical care, so making sure the healthcare workers are okay is also critical optimal patient care. It'll take time before doctors fully trust machine learning with their patients' lives. You think? Probably not as long as you and I hope for. Kind of scary. Right? Kind of scary what they want to do with that. This is the direction that it's headed, though. These are the AI gods. Nobody wants to, oh, that's just futurism stuff. You just got to, there's a lot of people out there, oh, you better just throw that, really? Because they're using it, they're doing it. They're doing it right now. They're using it. Again, it's that spirit of Antichrist that is already in the world. Look again at it.
Within 5 to 10 minutes, I could control my hips, like they were like the brain implant picked up what I was doing with my hips. So that was like, yeah, the best outcome I think for everyone.
So when everything is installed, the patient has first to learn how to work with his brain signals, and we also have to learn how to correlate this brain signal to the spinal cord stimulation. But this is pretty short. In a few sessions, everything is linked, and the patient starts training.
To just an example, I'm training 10 years to stand up with a friend having a beer. And that's something I think people don't realize.
There you go. So what you see there is a perfect example of what we're talking about. Can ethical AI surveillance exist? So AI surveillance. AI, automatic, artificial intelligence, right? AI. It's going to surveil you. It's going to watch your every move. It's going to pick up and detect things that are there. Can it work ethically? No. Of course not. Don't think. What Elon Musk really wants to do is connect your brain to that car of his, too. So you control that car by your brain. That's really what Elon Musk is doing. You're going to control the car, your brain. Through telepathy. Telepathy. Or telepathically, I should say. Telepathically. That's better. Telepathically. That they control it. I remember when I was a kid, I watched a movie, a Disney movie called Escape to Witch Mountain and then Return to Witch Mountain. And they would control things with their mind. Or Xavier. Remember Xavier on the X-Men? Xavier controlled it with his mind. telepathically. We've been trained to accept it and to be mystified by it. Remember the Jedi mind trick, right? To control things, to control the other person's mind. To move stuff with your mind. Witches have trained children and people to do that for years. Those that practice the occult and witchcraft have practiced telepathically moving things for years and have successfully done it. And that's exactly what's going on here. Thing. So, it's not new, it's just going to go mainstream. Witchcraft, the occult, the spirit of Antichrist, mainstream. Completely mainstream. That's where it's all headed. And they're going to do it technologically. These are technological antichrist. These are technological devils. These are digital gods. And the merchants of the earth are going to work together with the beast, like I talked about the other day. They're going to be working together. They are working together now. They are led by that spirit of antichrist now. All right, everybody. I'm going to play a song here. If you have a question or you want to comment or you want to say hi, give me a chance here.
There are some things. Right.
joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's what makes the world a happy place.
All right, everybody. God bless you. And that was a good song there by Alan Ives. The one before that by Bill Burr. This one, that one was by Alan Ives. I hope you're all learned some things there and keep those things in mind for the future and understanding kind of where things are headed, that the scriptures have the answer, that God's word does speak very specifically about the times that we live in, and that they are these dangerous times that we live in, and that we need to be alert, we need to be ready, we need to, and hey, how about this song, Don't Quit.
Not be weary in well doing, says the Lord, for your labor. I surely will reward thee steadfast, unmoving, never faint, for God honors the enduring state. Don't quit, there's a job to be done, don't quit. There's a race to be run, don't quit. There's a crown. Christian, don't quit. Elijah moaned as he sat beneath the tree. God, I'm all alone. There's no one left but me. Then God said to him, in a still small voice, 7,000 still make me their choice. Don't quit. There's a job to be done. Don't quit. There's a race to be run. Don't quit. There's a crown to be won, don't quit, weary Christian, don't quit. Jesus did not quit all throughout his ministry, for he would not stop till he reached Calvary. He endured the cross and became the finisher, so then follow, be a conqueror, don't quit. There's a job to be done, don't quit. There's a race to be run, don't quit. There's a crown to be won, don't quit. Weary Christian, don't quit. Don't quit. There's a job to be done, don't quit. There's a race to be run, don't quit. There's a crown to be won, don't quit. Weary Christian, don't quit. Don't quit, weary Christian. Don't quit.
All right, everybody, pray for us. Next broadcast will be at 2 p.m. Central, Lord willing, on Friday. 2 p.m. Central time, Friday. And probably dedicated to the LGBTQ. And the Pride in the Park and those other things that are coming. So that's probably what I'm going to talk about, but we'll see what the Lord leads in that way. But you pray for us, and because we could use it, definitely, and pray for our ministry. If you haven't heard this sermon yet, go listen to it. Children, don't be fools. Don't follow your heart. It was part one of a series that I've started, and that's the first sermon. Part two is preached Sunday afternoon, and more sermons on the way in guiding Christian children. Okay? So you pray about that. And listen to that when you get a chance. Now, the other thing about that, pray for our ministry, if you would, please. And if you'd like to give to our ministry, please, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. You can do Apple Pay, you can do Venmo, you can do Cash App, whatever the Lord leads. Or you can mail something to 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. Right now, anyway. But August 31st, it'll be different. But as of right now, you can still mail things there. We'll have to change the mailing address very quickly when we know where we're going to be and what the Lord will do with that. Amen. But we are excited about what God is going to do. We don't know what God's going to do, but hey, we know he's going to do something because he's going to take care of his church. He always does. So you pray for us and all of those things, and we will trust the Lord. Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. Take care. We will see you again on Friday. By the way, Saturday we'll be streaming live from Pride in the Park. Saturday streaming live outside of Pride at the Park in Northfield, Minnesota. Don't miss that. All right, everybody. We'll see you again on Friday, 2 p.m. Central. God bless you all. Take care.